Paper Route, Chariots, Star 88. Good morning. It is 7:16, and guess who showed up this morning, everybody?
It's real.
It is real.
I'm really here.
Her name is Tam. It's the Tam and Glam Deck Show. I love it.
I love that name. How did we get that name again?
I thought you said it.
I think someone said it. I think someone mentioned it.
Was it Steve-O?
I think someone wrote that or something.
Oh, you know what? I think you're right. I think someone in the live line did.
And then you were like, or something about the glam Tam thing. And now we're here.
We're here. We're doing it. I ran into Peter on the way to SOPO.
Oh, yeah. And, Peter Castro?
Yeah. And he goes, who are you going to be doing the show with? And I said, Tam. And he just was like so pumped.
Did he melt?
Oh, yeah.
His heart just melted.
Oh, yeah.
I knew it.
Well, it is 7:16. Good morning.
High today of 76. What was that? Was that when it was
beautiful
coming there?
Yep, right,
okay.
After I do the time.
Good.
Do the weather.
Okay.
And let's check the roads, which I'm looking at this thing right now. I don't know. I don't know how to work this thing, Tam.
I mean, it looks pretty clear so far, but if somebody sees something, they should call in and tell
us. That's a good call. It's Balloon Fiesta, so of course you got to tack on like 15, 20, 30 an hour.
Solid 75 minutes anywhere you go.
Mm-hmm. So it looks like it's going to be a beautiful day for the balloons.
It does. I look at all those balloons out there and they're gorgeous.
Are the balloons up?
There's a turkey.
What? There is a turkey.
It's a turkey. Is that a turkey or a dragon? I can't.
Or a chicken?
I can't. It is a chicken.
Is that a chicken?
It's a chicken.
Maybe that's a cow.
I think it's a chicken.
Yeah.
Go with my gut. It's a chicken.
It's pretty far away.
Yeah. It's really cool.
Do you and your husband go to the Balloon Fiesta every year?
I haven't been to the Balloon Fiesta, I think, in about 2 years.
Yeah.
And I don't want to become that New Mexican that is like, oh, I don't do that stuff anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I want to still do that stuff.
I'm with you. I haven't been in 5 years.
Yeah. See, we're good. We're becoming non-New Mexican. This is a huge deal. People come from all over the world to see this stuff.
We take it for granted.
Like, for instance, last night I ran into some family members, friends from high school, not family members. And we went to dinner, and I couldn't believe it. I haven't seen these people in like 5, 10 years, and maybe 15 years now that I think about it. Forget the five. And I think it's like been about 10 or 15 years. And I literally saw them last night, and they're here for Balloon Fiesta.
Yeah.
All the way from the East Coast.
Really?
They came out here for that.
You know what? I'm not dogging it.
Uh-huh.
I think it's beautiful. I love
but
to see the balloons
travel
in the sky. I would never travel to come to the Balloon Fiesta.
It's like a big deal.
It is a big deal.
It's a really big deal.
It is. And hey, listen, I'm a very simple, just
simple man.
Plain Jane.
And Dex.
Yeah. And it's just, I don't know. I don't get it.
Yeah,
it doesn't
make
any sense.
You know what? I did ride in a balloon. Remember,
yeah,
I told you guys about that story and how we almost crashed and stuff. And that was really fun.
Yeah, that's fun.
But then, like, you go in the balloon and you're just like, wow, down here looking at them is so much, it's like not even worth it anymore. Mm-hmm. I want to be back up there in those balloons. That balloon ride was like so fun.
Yeah.
I loved it. But I don't know. I don't know. People, they're paying big bucks.
They're paying big bucks.
See those RVs out there, man?
Yeah, that's true.
It's beautiful.
585 Live, you can text the show. We're live. The first hour was best of because Tam can't wake up that early.
Wow, how do you do it?
Got here at 2:50 this morning.
I'm sorry, you had me at the number two.
Mm. Yeah.
What were you thinking?
That's my schedule. That's when I get here.
Why?
Because I have to get the show ready.
Oh,
it takes that long.
When do you go to bed?
Around 9.
Around 9. I would go to bed around 7.
Yeah. See, many years of practice. Many years.
Wow. You're sleep deprived.
I'm sleep deprived. I have many wrinkles on my face.
No, there's no
wrinkles. My hair
wrinkle.
Is getting thinner by the minute. And
you know they say you can never get sleep back.
That's true.
I coughed all night. I woke up this morning. My husband was like, how you feeling, sweetheart? You coughed all night.
Oh, you kept him up?
And I was like,
poor tones.
Oh, man.
Oh, why didn't you go sleep on the couch, Tam?
I didn't even know I was coughing.
Whenever my wife's sick, I'll go, go sleep on the couch. I can't sleep. I got to get up in like 2 hours.
Can you please just go away? I love that I slept through my own coughs.
Yeah.
I woke up this morning. I was like, I'm a little sore. Mm-hmm. I feel like I've been, you know, hit by a truck, but I wonder why. It's because I was coughing all night long.
Well,
yeah.
At least you're not contagious, right?
Oh, I know. I'm on antibiotic now.
Good.
Which is fantastic.
Someone on the live line said, you guys should have planned a broadcast from Balloon Fiesta.
That would have been a genius idea.
Yeah, it would have been pretty cool.
Man. And like, it's almost over now.
Pretty much. It's over Sunday. Sunday evening, it's all over.
That's fast.
Well, it's a good week.
It's like 2 weekends.
2 weekends, yeah. So I think that's perfect.
I don't know. If people are traveling from all over the world, maybe they should give it another weekend.
Give it a couple weeks? Well, I think it's because of the weather.
Oh, because it gets... I've never understood this. You know, the glow is happening Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
And you wonder, is it going to get canceled or rained out like it does every year? And then they just like put it on again, or mm-hmm. they put it on a Friday or whatever it is. But this happens all the time.
Mm-hmm.
It usually rains out. Just like, what's that other holiday that we do all the time? July 4th.
4th of July.
4th of July always gets rained out, but somehow we always seem to do it on that day.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have to prepare for that stuff. But the glow every year, why wouldn't we bump it like a week earlier? Can we talk to someone?
Like a professional?
Like who's in charge of the Balloon Fiesta? Who's that guy or that woman that's in charge of the Balloon Fiesta?
Well, I know there's, you know, because the reason why we have the balloons, listen, I'm not an expert. Okay, I just want to say that. I'm not an expert, and I'm probably going to sound like a complete idiot.
No?
This is what I've heard.
Okay.
Is the reason why is because Albuquerque's the best place in the world for balloons to fly, which is why we have them. Because of... the atmospheric
pressure
and the
exactly.
So yeah, it's a beautiful place to fly.
Yeah, so that's why we're here.
The air is perfect.
Yeah. It really is. I have heard that. I have heard that New Mexico is like the place to be for that mm-hmm. stuff. But yeah. We also have very strange weather. Like some days it'll rain, some days it'll snow, and you're like, but it's July 5th.
I'm guessing that this is the time where it's the best time to fly.
These are where they figured it out.
Yeah.
And look at those balloons. Look at that chicken just floating in the air.
Is it a chicken?
Air.
Is it closer?
It's a chicken. It's closer. I can see it. It's got little things.
I got 2015
Eagle
vision.
You've got great vision. I did not. What did I call it?
My vision?
Rooster?
You called it a turkey.
A turkey.
Mm-hmm.
A turkey.
If there are any aeronauts listening right now, you should text the show at 585-LIVE. Maybe you could give us some... history on the balloons. I guess we could Google it, too.
Yeah, we could Google it. I can try and be Teo.
That's a lot of work.
It is so much work. But you have been here since 2:45, like a crazy person.
Yeah.
So
mm-hmm.
what did you do at 2:45? What kind of prep did you have for the show today?
Well, we're going to talk today about kids that were born after 9/11. So think about this. My son, he just turned 15. He was born in 2001. October 2nd, 2001. So okay. He was born after 9/11, after September 11, 2001. It's crazy. BuzzFeed put together this list, and my son is a freshman this year. He's 15. So freshman kids, they never experienced 9/11. So think about that.
Right.
And they never used digital cameras. They don't know what life is like without Wi-Fi. Freshmen.
Oh, my goodness.
They've never experienced life before. Think about all the things that we had before 9/11.
Right.
They didn't have to experience that.
Why does this have to be – why is this specifically targeted towards 9/11 and it's not just like a generational –
Well, I don't know. It's just more of – it's
an important
it's
date.
An important mark in history, you know?
So then, okay, I see. Yeah. I see what you're saying. Because that you're saying that my children, whenever we have them, would never, like, okay, for instance, my niece, mm-hmm. she knows how to FaceTime, not an actual phone. Like, when she's on the phone, she's trying to, like, do a phone call, and you can see her put it to her mm-hmm. ear, and then she looks at the phone.
Yep.
She can run an iPad, and she's 2.
Mm-hmm.
That blows my mind.
Yeah, it's crazy. Technology is insane.
They've never known life without internet. I didn't think about that.
Yeah. It's so weird.
Holy smokes.
Mm-hmm. So we're going to run down. There's a whole list that BuzzFeed came that they did on these kids. The class of 2020.
Oh, the class of 2020.
Mm-hmm. That's when my son will graduate.
Oh, my goodness.
So here's one. They were born the same year as the first Spider-Man movie.
Oh.
Yeah. With Tobey Maguire.
Oh, he did a great job. Mm. On a side note.
He wasn't one of my... How about, let's see, the same year Justin Timberlake and Britney Spears broke up?
Oh, I remember that year.
Right? Yeah.
And no one really knows that.
No.
I will tell you that, that I asked someone the other day. I was at a high school and I was judging for homecoming. I was a homecoming judge. And then I asked one of the kids, I was like, yeah, I was like totally like Backstreet Boys, like totally in sync. And they stared at me.
They had no idea.
Not a clue.
No. Yeah, try living with a 15-year-old. When I bring up stuff like this, he has no idea.
Not a clue.
Yeah. So we'll run down some of these. We'll talk about it.
Wow.
Five foods you're mispronouncing.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I think I pronounce foods pretty well.
We'll find out if we're gonna
find out. You know I'm going to say them wrong.
Probably will. I probably will, too.
Did you already look up how to say them the right way?
Yep, I have the computer. If you type in, there's something on, like it's not an app, but it'll say the word for you on how to pronounce it.
Oh,
like a Siri.
So we're gonna be playing that.
Yeah, we'll be playing that. We also got a letter. Someone wants to know, why does it bother me when I get zero likes on Instagram?
Oh no. Oh, no.
Has that ever bothered you when you've posted something on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram and
what
and
I still
like
don't
one like?
Maybe, I don't know. Maybe it doesn't bother me, but you know what's weird? What does weird me out is when I have Facebook friends or I'll have like an Instagram, I'll have like however many hundred and something. And then the next day it's like two less, and the next day it's like two more, and the next day it's three less, and the next day it's four more.
Yeah,
that kind of stuff drives me nuts.
Yeah,
and I don't even notice it till I just like keep refreshing my page. It's so irritating.
We'll talk about it. 585
First
live
world problems.
Yeah, exactly. All right, yeah, feel free to text us if you want to chime in on the conversation this morning. We'll be right back.
The Morning Invasion with Dax, Steve-O, and Tao.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
Vice presidential candidates Republican Mike Pence and Democrat Tim Kaine square off in their only debate in Virginia.
Hurricane Matthew pounds Haiti, heading next to eastern Cuba.
If Matthew directly impacts Florida, there will be massive destruction that we haven't seen in years.
Florida Governor Rick Scott urging residents to take it seriously.
Actor Ben Stiller reveals he was treated successfully for prostate cancer in 2014 and says the test that found it saved his life. Stiller says he's telling his story to support the PSA test, which critics say can spark unnecessary treatment.
Side airbag might inflate on some small Nissan cars. The government now investigating complaints about Nissan Versas from the 2012 model year.
An arbitration panel has cut tennis star Maria Sharapova's two-year doping suspension by 9 months. It means she'll be able to play again next spring.
When Julie Gallagher and Karen Partnan were a couple, they had two children through in vitro fertilization, with Gallagher giving birth to both. Then they split up, which led to a complicated legal battle. Partnan wanted the same parental rights, even though she's not the biological mother and the two women were never married. A family court in Massachusetts rejected that. But on Tuesday, the state's highest court overruled the decision, declaring Partnan a full legal parent, finding a person may be a presumptive parent under Massachusetts law, even without a biological relationship to the child.
Good morning, 7:35.
High today of 76 degrees.
All right, Tao, Steve-O are out. It's the Glam and Tam Deck Show. Tam and Glam Deck Show.
Is it?
I think. I don't know. Let's see. Everything looks good on the roads. I'm working this thing right. But I do see some red over there. What is that?
Oh, no.
It's just construction. Everything's good, but it is Balloon Fiesta, so just be patient. Everybody take a deep breath out there. It'll be all good. It's just, you know, it's going to be backed up. everywhere because of the balloons. Hey, and keep your eyes on the road, dummy.
Oh.
Yeah, you put your phone down, quit staring at the balloons. You're going to kill somebody. So look at traffic.
This traffic update brought to you by Bear Canyon CrossFit, located at 9533 Osuna, Suite B. For more information, check out BearCanyonCrossFit.com or 505-293-2101. That's 505-293-2101. Thanks again to Bear Canyon CrossFit for this traffic update.
So Steve on tail, they're headed to New York. Steve-O left at 5:30 this morning.
Wow.
So he's on a jet plane.
Which is normal because he wakes up early anyway.
Yeah. And Teo, I think, leaves around 1:30 today.
Why do they leave separately?
Steve-O bought his ticket a while ago, and I think Teo just bought his a few weeks back.
Because
they've been planning this thing for
a while.
Since July.
Now, tell me the truth. I mean, let's just hit me with it straight. Mm. Is this really a comic book conference?
You mean a comic book convention?
Comic book convention?
It sure is.
So they're going to go and they're going to look at a bunch of comic books.
No. You've never been to one of these. You've never seen a comic book convention on TV or anything?
Maybe, where people are dressed up as different superheroes and stuff next to stands and booths.
Yeah. So you have that element of people dressing up as their favorite characters.
Okay.
Then they have a lot of the actors from movies, from comic books, like, you know, Avengers and
right
Thor, and so take, you got that element.
Okay.
Then TV shows that are Marvel or DC, you're gonna have those characters hanging out.
So it's just to like meet the characters. And are these real characters?
Well, they're actors. You get to meet the actors, you get to meet the writers and the comic book gosh, I sound like an idiot. I don't know anything about this, but I've never been to one either, Tam. But the people that draw the comic books, they're
really
there.
So, like, it's like, I mean, it's not, you're not getting just people who like to do this. You're getting the original people who started this thing.
Sure.
Yeah. I guess, I think that's pretty cool. I think.
Not everybody is there, but New York is one of the biggest ones because it's New York.
I heard a little birdie told me that Keanu Reeves is going to be there.
Keanu Reeves? Yeah. Yeah.
And they asked if they were going to say much, because I guess they don't think he's a very good actor.
I think he's one of the best actors.
Is it because he doesn't say much? Is it because of his facial expressions?
Are you making fun of him?
No, I'm just asking. I'm wondering. This person really made me think.
Don't,
she was like,
"Don't you go there."
She was like, "Is he a good actor?" And I was like, "Well, now that you say that, I'm trying to think of things that he's said." There's been movies where he talks a lot. And I really like The Matrix, but he doesn't talk much in The Matrix.
Listen, he's one of the greatest actors of our time.
That's what I hear.
You be careful.
That's what I hear.
That's all you need to tell people.
That's what I'm going to tell people is, I hear he is one of the greatest actors of all time.
338-3700, good morning. Are you there? Okay, maybe not.
Hello. Good morning.
Okay, goodbye.
Thanks for calling. Maybe your face was hitting the mute button.
Maybe.
Yeah, my husband does that all the time.
Anyways, so yeah, they're going to be gone until, they'll be back on the show next Wednesday. So they'll be gone pretty much a week.
Wow. In New York.
In New York.
Living the dream. But yeah, you had to stay back because you had to hold down the fort.
Well, yeah, I had to hold down the fort. And, you know, I have always, my wife and I have always talked about going to New York together.
Yes.
And I didn't want to go without her.
That's a really good move.
Yeah.
I think that's great.
I want to experience with my wife.
And it really is worth it. My husband and I went to New York.
Yeah. I can't even imagine what that would be like. I flew in one time to the airport, and I couldn't even see the buildings because it was so cloudy.
Yeah.
So I didn't really even get to experience, but I've been to the airport.
I'm telling you, it's going to be like nothing you've ever experienced before.
Is it like Las Vegas? Because Las Vegas is crazy as far as like how beautiful it is.
Okay.
Like with the buildings and everything.
Yes. With the buildings, yes. Because you're walking through the streets and you're like, I'm walking through the streets of New York. Oh. And you just got this like this strange feeling of like, wow, I am... There it is. you know, and you just have that song playing in your head and you're just walking to the beat, right, left, right, left, walking through those people. And so it's just like the coolest feeling. And then there's times when you're just like, okay, I'm in New York, and if this dude touches me one more time, and people are bumping you and they're knocking you over.
Because it's so fast paced.
Yeah. And that's if you go to, that's of course, if you go like Times Square, you go downtown.
It's going to be touristy places.
It's loaded. Yeah. It's like, it's crazy. But you know, when Tones and I went down there, we were walking all these blocks. It was my favorite part. We walked like 5 miles. We're on foot for 5 miles, just booking it. And we were, as you go through what are they called? Blocks. Yep. Those.
Mm-hmm. Blocks,
then
yes.
You realize it's like you're 1 minute you're in like the ghetto, and then you walk another block and you're like, whoa. J-Lo must live here.
Really?
It's nuts because it just changes just like that.
Huh.
It's so fast. And we were even walking and we had just come out of the, like kind of like the ruts of somewhere. And then we're going through and all of a sudden we're realizing, wow, we're in a very, very important area. There were black Escalades everywhere, like limos and all this crazy stuff. And I'm like, what's happening? Like, where are we? We walk through and all of a sudden.
Kim Kardashian.
We stop. Because a black Escalade limo pulls up and it's in front of this school, like this big building, kind of looks like a school.
It was Jay-Z.
And I'm like, what is this place? And some dude with like total, you know.
Puff Daddy.
Yeah. He won't know, but I'm close, definitely like a security guard. And he pops out of the car and he gets out and he's like this huge dude in a suit with like the little CIA thing in his ear. And he gets out and he's like, he like talks in his shirt. And then some dude at the front door is like, yeah, we're ready. Send her in.
Who was it?
And I'm like, what's going on? We just stop and we look and we're waiting. And out of this Escalade limo hops.
Jennifer Lopez.
A 5-year-old.
What? Wait, what? A 5-year-old?
A 5-year-old hops out of this car and jumps down and just like the movies, does some secret handshake with the security guy. And he's like, have a great day. And she gets out and she goes, okay, I will. And she runs to the door, does a little handshake with the guy at the door. He lets her in and tells her goodbye.
So it must have been
someone's famous child or someone who owns quite a bit of something and feels the need to protect their child.
Yeah.
I mean, it was crazy. But you're going to run into stuff like that, like in New York, depending on where you go. But it's so different everywhere you go. And then you go in the little hole-in-the-wall places, and you eat, and you just hang out. And Skip told us to go to this one place. It's a little pizza joint. They serve oysters. They're great. But he said we had to go because he said that's where most mafia people, like they would do deals there. They would shoot people in that place.
Seriously?
I was like, well, that sounds exciting. So then we went.
Did you see any mafia?
You know, that's... I plead the fifth. I don't know if
really?
I did or not. Maybe I did, maybe I didn't.
I actually ran into the mafia in Italy.
Oh.
This is a true story.
No.
I was, I think.
Eight, you went to
was,
Italy?
Yeah, when I was 19, I went to Italy. And we were in Venice, and we went to this glass-blowing factory.
Yes.
Where this is where the most beautiful pieces of glass are blown.
Wow.
And so we got a tour, and you know, attached to the where they make the glass is the gift shop where you can buy all the expensive Venetian glass. And so we got our tour and we took off and about an hour later, excuse me, I'm okay.
Yeah, you're getting choked up.
Are you infecting me?
No. That's not me.
About an hour later I had to go to the bathroom and I couldn't find a bathroom anywhere. Have you been to Europe? Europe is a weird, weird place. It's you got to pay to go to the bathroom in certain areas.
Really?
Yeah.
Like 25 cents a square?
Yeah, like something like that.
Okay.
And so I remember there was a bathroom in the gift shop where they sell the Venetian glass.
Oh, yeah. Good idea.
So I went back and there was a guy, a security guy at the bottom of the elevator. He remembered me and you could tell he had a gun and I'm like, I got to go to the bathroom. Is there any way I can go up and just use the bathroom real quick?
Oh,
so he's like, sure.
Gosh.
So he takes me up the elevator. I walk out and I'm trying to find the bathroom. And in one of the rooms is a table. And there's five, six guys sitting around this table. And there's cash. There was cash in the middle of the table. This is no joke.
Oh,
this is no joke.
Oh, my gosh.
This is no joke. There was cash in the middle of the, like a stack of cash. And all of a sudden, everybody saw me. And two of the guys jumped up, put their like hands on their gun. And then the guy who recognized me, I think he was like the owner. He goes, oh, no, it's okay, it's okay. And I was sitting there just frozen, thinking, I'm going to die. I just walked in on something that I was not supposed to see. I just got to use the bathroom. And he goes, "What? Can I help you? I'll be with a baba. I'll be with a baba." And I
yeah,
gotta go to the bathroom.
Yeah, a bootabawapa means you're going to die. Yeah. That's what a bootabawapa means.
And he started laughing. He's like, oh, yeah, he's done all. But gosh, it was crazy because I saw it. It was like something out of the movies when you see the mafia and they're making the deals.
And you saw it.
And I should have been dead.
You saw it.
They probably should have killed me because I saw something go down.
You know, and now you just shared this with us. And so if you happen to disappear.
It was almost 20 years ago.
In an accident or maybe a plane crash, you know, we're going to know.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. It was awesome.
I'm going to miss you, Dex.
I mean, I saw the Italian mafia.
How do you know it was them? What if it was?
I was in Italy. Who else was it? Who else was it? They were all wearing really nice suits.
Yeah?
There was a stack of cash on
the
table.
Was there like that girl in the corner with a long cigarette in her hand?
No, I don't remember seeing any girls. It was all guys.
No, they were there for business.
Why did they have guns? Huh? Why did the two of them jump up like, you know... Yeah. I wasn't supposed to be
there.
Like
there wasn't $3 million in cash on the table.
Exactly.
Right. Chump change to the mafia. And how do you know that someone wasn't that? What if someone was that cash? You know what I mean?
Yeah, you never know.
You never know.
You never know.
And you got to watch out. You could have been more cash.
Yeah, I'm just a stupid American. Just wanted to use the bathroom.
You know, that's the plus in playing the stupid American on that one. Good for you.
I will say, though, Italy was one of my favorite places.
I've never been. I'd love to go.
I didn't really care for Venice all that much, but there were some towns outside of Venice that were so awesome. They were so beautiful. And
I want to go.
Yeah.
Just anywhere in Europe.
It's cool. And, you know, it's true. I mean, the streets are they're canals. Yeah, it's like the sewer system.
And you just walk?
You take boats. Through the streets.
Oh.
Not all the streets, but most of the streets in Venice are canals.
Oh, that is the best.
Yeah, I remember putting my hand down in the water, like feeling it, and then I found out that was the sewage system. And
good.
It
was really clean.
It was great.
Wow. Wow, that was a great story.
Yeah, see? I've experienced life, Dan.
Oh, my goodness.
Good morning. Are our phones working? Are you there?
Good morning.
I don't know if they're working. Hello?
Is your phone working?
I don't know.
Oh.
Guess not.
There we go.
Well, you can text the show. 585-LIVE.
We're getting some texts in.
5483.
I mean.
What do we got?
We have a little, I think we have a birthday here. It says, hey, can I get a static happy birthday? I'm 60. But do they know that this is Star? Do they know is this Star? 88
yeah, static happy
FM.
Birthday.
So Static was, you know, a long time ago.
It was a long time ago.
It's a real long time ago. But we'll give you a happy birthday from Star 88.
Yeah, happy birthday.
60 years old, Martha.
Man, just listening. Enjoying her birthdays. Yeah.
Sweetness.
All right. That's about it, really.
Yeah, I don't know if some of these other ones are interesting.
Yeah.
I don't know.
All right. Well, feel free to contribute to the show. Maybe you ran into the mafia. You can share your story.
Yeah, I think that's a crazy story. I really do. I think that's really crazy. There's been a couple times where I've definitely walked into something that I knew I should not be walking into on accident. And I just had to just kind of keep going. And growing up and stuff, I mean, my mom and I, we'd go on walks because we didn't have a car. So that would be our car, was our feet. Mm. And so we'd go on walks because we had to go to the store or whatever it was. And then we walked right by a drug deal.
Did you?
But sometimes, you know, when you walk by those things, just got to let it go. You just got to keep walking.
Don't look. Don't make eye contact.
You don't need to get involved in all that stuff. You just keep on the path and you just keep going.
I hear you.
That's it. It doesn't make them okay, obviously.
Well, let me talk about this 18-year-old from Cincinnati real quick.
Okay.
Because this 18-year-old, I don't know. I don't know if they made the right decision or not, but... Alexandra, called the cops on Saturday and said she was on her way to work when a guy dressed as a clown ran up and attacked her with a knife.
What?
Heard about all the clowns.
I don't
understand up everywhere.
This clown thing.
So, yeah, people are dressing up as these scary, demon-looking clowns, and they just stare at people. They'll just be out at random locations, just standing there, just staring. And there's even reports of some of these clowns trying to get kids, trying to lure kids into
then
the
why?
Woods.
But I just watched on the news, and they said, so if you see a clown, please don't call APD. Yeah. Everything's going to be fine. I'm like, but wait, if you just said that, who's the guy who's going to dress up as a clown because he just heard you say, don't call APD?
Well,
so he's going to like play on that.
There, a lot of people were doing prank calls. There have been no sightings of clowns, like scary clowns in Albuquerque. But around the country, there's been a ton of sightings. And they've even arrested some of the clowns. But most of the clowns, they don't do anything. They just stand there and look all scary.
Who came up with this?
I don't know. Maybe it's because they remade It.
Is, yeah.
You know, going to be coming out, I think, next year. But so this 18-year-old from Cincinnati, she called the cops, said she was on her way to work when a guy dressed as a clown ran up and attacked her with a knife. She said he was in a full clown. He had a red wig, white makeup, a teardrop on his left cheek, and he jumped over a fence, waved a knife in the air, and slashed her thumb. So the cops, paramedics showed up, but apparently the cut wasn't very deep, and the girl was pretty calm about the whole thing, which seemed weird for someone who'd just been slashed by a crazy clown.
Slashed, I mean.
So the cops started pressing her for more details, and they actually found out that she made the whole thing up. Because she was running late for her job at McDonald's and didn't want to get fired. So you're running late and you're thinking in your head, I'm going to make up a story where a scary clown jumped over a fence and slashed me in the thumb. Just. Yeah. No word on whether or not she still has a job, but she's facing charges for filing a false report.
Does she still have a thumb? That's the question.
That's the thing. I mean, it's easy. I mean, it's easy to cut yourself in the thumb. You're thinking, man, I could easily just, you know, take this rock and like slice my thumb real quick, and then I could say it was a clown.
That's so strange.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Guys, I think that just telling the truth is worth it. Because that's a hard thing to do. That is rough.
Mm-hmm.
That's hard to do. And then I love that it's not even like, oh, and like they didn't even commit really to the story. Like they just were like, oh, my thumb. He waved the knife around and slashed me in my thumb. Right when you said that, I was like, I don't know if that lines up.
Yeah, in the thumb? Okay. there's actually another clown story in the news right now, too. A 13-year-old girl in Virginia recently reached out to someone posing as a clown on social media and tried to hire them as a hitman to kill her teacher.
Oh.
Yeah, it's this clown thing. I don't like it.
Someone said they just texted in on the live line. They said that they were spotted here at the Frontier. I don't know if that's true.
Mm.
But they said they were here.
I don't know. I hope not.
Me too, because, you know, I mean, I'll be vulnerable. I'll let you know.
Ugh.
Clones as well.
Clones
of clowns, mm-hmm. are, you know, it's a, they're, clowns are pretty terrifying to me.
Yeah.
I don't like them.
Well, these scary clowns are really, they're hurting the fun clowns. The ones that you hire for birthday parties.
Yeah, I still don't like those ones either a lot, but I do now. I can protect myself because now that I know some self-defense things and I'm able to protect myself,
you're a UFC fighter.
I feel less afraid, mm-hmm. of clowns.
There you go.
Because I'm ready. I'm on the alert if they're going to pull something crazy. But I remember one of my aunts told me one time, she was like, you know, what do they have to hide? Why are they behind all that makeup?
I don't know.
What's going on with that face?
I don't know, Tam. I don't know.
Terrified.
All right, when we come back, we have a letter. Someone wants to know why it bothers them when they get zero likes on Instagram.
Yeah.
We'll dive into that when we come back. Johnny Swim, Drunks, Star 88. That's such a good song.
Yeah.
It doesn't get better than that, Tam.
It's really good.
So good. Good morning.
Good.
It is 8:10.
High today of 76.
Traffic. Everything's looking pretty good on the roads. Trying to do my best Teo impression. Let's see. There's a disabled vehicle, Coors Boulevard at Sequoia Road. That's probably cleared. That was reported at 7:51. So. Accident, Unser Boulevard at Blue Water Road. Nah, pretty sure that one's cleared out of the way, too. All right. There you go. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic!
Teo and Steve-O out. New York bound.
Yeah.
So, holding down the fort.
Yeah.
Thanks for hanging, Tam.
Hey, I'm just happy to be here. You know,
are you?
I love that you guys just invite me here and just let me be a part of your day and, you know, just talk about these topics.
Be cool, fool.
Yeah. You know, that.
So many topics to discuss. So many things going on in the world.
Yeah. So many offenses happening.
Yeah. Yeah. You know,
taking place in these lives.
On the way, we'll talk about the five foods you are mispronouncing.
Hmm. I'm still wondering about that.
Well, hold on to your horses.
Okay.
Also, hospital charged a couple $40 to hold their baby.
Oh, hold on. To hold their baby?
Yep.
Like, hey, can you hold them overnight? Or like, can you hold, like, they charge the parents.
Would you just hold this baby for a second?
It'll be $40.
Yeah. You know what? Let me find the story. Let's do that real quick, because that's a pretty good one.
Yeah, $40 to, because I think you have to define hold. Like, what does that mean?
Well, think about it. When I had a baby, I mean, the medical expenses are crazy.
I mean,
it costs a lot to have a baby, especially if you don't have insurance. Oh my God. Like $10,000 probably.
Oh, man.
If you didn't have insurance, $10,000. Might be more. I don't know. It was $10,000 back when my kids were. We're coming into this world. But a couple in Utah had a baby a few weeks ago, and the guy just posted a copy of their hospital bill on Reddit that showed a $39.35 charge for, quote, skin-to-skin after C-section.
What?
In other words, they were charged $40 to hold their son after he was born.
Whoa!
Yeah, how can a hospital charge that? Is that normal?
I don't know if that's legal. I would have to look in, you know, this is where you have to read the fine print, because when you choose to go through this or you choose a hospital or whatever it might be, you see those little papers that in the fine print, and it says, you know, you agree to comply with anything that they desire pretty much. So I didn't know this was in the fine print.
And if you're out there, maybe you're a nurse, 585-5483, shoot us a text.
Yeah, is this real?
Yeah. A labor and delivery nurse posted a response to explain it. So here we go. When a baby's born with a C-section in the operating room and the parents hold them right away, an extra nurse has to stay and monitor the baby to make sure they're okay.
So that's paying the nurse by the hour?
I guess so.
But I mean, I mean, the way that they put it down on the paper was skin to skin. So it's really, they're charging the parent. For holding their child, but do they charge them? They don't charge them when they bring them back in the room. I mean, they don't charge them for that.
Yeah, I don't know.
And people are there. They monitor.
The consensus online is that it's still ridiculous. It's a ridiculous thing to see on a hospital bill. That's what everybody was saying on Reddit. So
yeah, I'm going to agree with that. But is it real? I think you're right. I think someone should, like, tell us. I mean, maybe there's a nurse out there. I have a friend who's a nurse, Stephanie. Hopefully, maybe she can tell me if this is real.
I bet you it is. I bet you if we looked at
costs,
your bill and all the things that they tack on, we'd probably be really surprised.
They're like, oh, well, brushing your teeth.
Yeah.
$30.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you used the toothpaste in there? Okay, that's $60
Another
for
25.
The tube of toothpaste. Oh, you used the mouthwash? Use the bar soap. That'll be $40.
Probably 45, depending on what, you know, what kind it is.
Someone said on the live line, a while back, me and my wife went on a late evening walk along the ditch, and during the walk alone, a clown walked up. Okay, no more clown stuff.
Right. Oh, my goodness. That sounds terrifying.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
No more clown stuff, guys. You're scaring me.
And And also, here's my other question is, if they can charge you for that, when you say what else are they charging you for, like when people go through their stuff and they say you can't charge me for this, you can't charge me for that, I wonder if like you hired a lawyer, if you could actually fight those costs. Like if they're just, you know how some people just charge you stuff just to see if they can get away with it?
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like, well, if people really make a fuss about it, then okay, we'll go ahead and just give it to them. But until then, how many people are really going to make a fuss about it?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I don't know if the phones are working. Good morning. Can you hear us? Phones aren't working.
Is it our phones?
Yeah, our phones are terrible.
Man, sorry, whoever you are.
Yeah, you're just going to have to text the show. 585-5483.
That's too bad.
All right.
We got to get those things fixed.
Well, you know, I mean, we got a lot of things that need to be fixed.
Do we send like a help desk to our guy, Chris?
Supposedly they got fixed, the phone lines, but they act up every once in a while.
I don't know.
There's probably so many people trying to get in. That just,
I'm so sorry, guys.
They're all bogged down.
We just really want you to like tell us if this is real.
Yeah, well, that's all right.
Oh, well.
Let's just move on to a letter.
We just got a letter. We just got a letter. We just got a letter.
Wonder who it's from.
So a lot of people, Tam, love to email the show.
Yeah.
They need advice. And again, we're not professionals.
No.
We have life experience.
Yeah,
that's it.
We're not doctors.
Okay, this is our opinion. And if you choose to take our advice, then it's on you.
Right.
Okay?
That's right.
Aaron emailed the show.
Hit me with it.
I hate that with Facebook, Twitter, and all the rest, we're tied up in this needy world of social media. But I'm no different. One of my favorite apps to use is Instagram, but it's also the most frustrating. I have about 100 followers, and I only post once a week or so, but I always try to make it a good post. Hmm. So when I get 0 likes on one of my pictures, for some reason it kills me. I don't care if I post on Facebook and I get 0 likes. For some reason, it's just Instagram. It's the Instagram validation I'm obsessed with. So if I still have no likes about 12 hours after posting on Instagram, I'll delete it. Does anyone else have social media anxiety like I do? Does 0 likes on Instagram bother other people? Those are the questions.
Do they bother you, Dex?
Trying to relate to this because if you don't know how social networks work,
right?
There's a way that like Facebook will set up to where when you post something, it'll only reach a certain amount of people. It doesn't, like, for me, I have, let's say, 5,000 friends on Facebook.
Okay.
If I post something, it doesn't go out to every single one of those 5,000 people. Not everybody sees it. It's a small percentage.
That's true.
That will pop up on the newsfeed. And I believe Instagram is the same way. They have some rhythmic, there's like some formula that they use.
I think that Instagram, though, you can, like, if you follow them, then it will pop up on your feed because anything that you, anyone who you follow. But on Facebook, you can unfollow. I mean, you can like not, you can choose not to look at their posts, but you don't have to unfriend them.
Sure, you can do that. But even if you didn't do all that stuff on Facebook, I know there's it only pops up on a super small percentage. Even it depends on the time of day that you post. So like if you post it around like 11 a.m. or noon, sometimes that's even worse. And there's better times to post, like in the afternoon or the evening.
Uh-huh.
I don't know exactly what the times are that they say that you should post, but that has a lot to do with it. So there's been times in the past where I've posted something and I've gotten like 3 likes. When I usually get over 100 likes, I get 2 or 3. And I realized I think it was the time of day I posted it. So
yeah.
I'll sometimes delete it and then just repost it again because I know a lot of people didn't get a chance to see it.
And also, too, you have to ask yourself, why am I really posting on Instagram? Like, do I really validate? Because you have to be careful what you let validate you because it has the same power to invalidate you. Mm-hmm. And so am I posting something because I want to be validated by these other people, or I'm posting it because I'm going to post it, period. Doesn't matter if I get likes, if I don't get likes. It's funny when people say stuff or whatever, but usually when I'm posting something, I just post it because I just want to inform people of something or give them stuff about, you know, battle drums, things like that. And so I just, you know, I just kind of post because that's what I want to do. But posting to receive something can be dangerous, because then you give it the power to make you feel really low when they don't.
Exactly. Because, you know, reading this email, when she was saying that she's obsessed with this Instagram validation.
Yes.
That's where it's
hurting.
That's a bad place to be.
I agree. And now, I mean, there are some things they're just going to provoke a response or a conversation. They're just going to, what I mean? But then there's times when maybe people just aren't feeling it, or maybe they're just sliding through.
That could be. Yeah.
But I would say don't put your personal something on that. Don't get all tangled up inside.
Yeah.
You know?
Here's the other thing too. If you're only posting once a week, that affects how many people see it as well.
Oh, really? You're saying you should post more often?
You post more often. Yeah. That's how they set these social networks up.
I have a hard time posting often.
Really?
I try to like remember to do these things to just keep in the loop and all that fun stuff. And some people say, I wish I would see more. I wish I would hear more about this. And I'm like, oh, I didn't know you like cared. Like you were waiting for me to post.
See, I think you're in a good place though, because so many of us are addicted to
like posting something.
Well, like this validation, like the people want an instant response when they post a picture, a selfie of themselves or something that they've done that they want to get an instant.
Right.
You know, that's not a good place to be.
Right. Because then you just become dependent on it.
Right.
I agree. So how do we help this guy out?
585-LIVE, 585-5483. Someone said, very true thing. I have the same problem on Twitter.
Yeah.
I think most of them are like that. I honestly do.
Yeah.
I think Instagram's the same way. I don't think it shows up in everybody's newsfeed.
And it's kind of a catch-22 in this situation, because we have people who don't really post much or whatever it might be, or people who are new to social media or trying to get kind of in the swing of things with social media. And then they realize, oh, I notice that more people are – I'm in the loop a little more when I get more likes or when I post more about this and this and this. So it kind of like is like a trend. It just sort of we sort of get in that role because we have to, and right. then we end up being in that role and then we hate it.
Right.
And we don't want to be in it, but then you feel like you have to be in it.
I think that you need to ask yourself this question. Are you doing it for them or yourself?
Correct.
Yeah. Are you...
My point exactly.
Like you were saying, Tam, you like to inform people. So it's not necessarily for you.
No, you just got to post because you want to post.
It's for the people out there.
Agreed.
So they can get the information on battle drums or whatever.
Yeah, and like, what are you posting? It's a good thing to look at your posts and say, what are my posts consuming? Like, what's the essence of what I'm doing? Like, is there meat to what I'm putting on there? Is it just my face all the time? Is it always me doing a stupid video because that's what people want to see? Or is it because I have something to say? Like, I'm using social media as a voice to really say things that are great and to inform the world of things or to be a part of the world in a healthy way.
Yeah.
You know? And you're doing it because it's an outlet for you as well, but it's a healthy outlet and you're posting things and you're okay. And if you don't ever do it again, or if you ever would have to delete your account for whatever reason, you'd be okay.
Yeah.
I just talked to a friend last night who went through a really terrible breakup, and she's off Facebook now. She was engaged and it was a really sad, sad thing. And now she's off Facebook because she just doesn't want to deal with a lot of the things that come with Facebook, a lot of things that come with social media, you know? And then so when you're off of it, she said, I feel so freed. She said it's the most freeing thing she's ever done.
Yeah.
Pretty crazy.
See, it can become an addiction like this person. Sadly, that is a normal thing. That doesn't mean it's a good thing. If this is an addiction for this person, they should probably take a break from social media.
Right.
Yeah.
Totally.
Mm-hmm. My wife always gets on me because it's become habit for me as far as checking my phone.
Yeah.
So immediately when I pick up my phone, I'll go to Facebook.
Because
it's habit,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And so she always says, you're addicted to Facebook.
You know what I've had to do, because I found myself kind of getting addicted to just like looking and scrolling and scrolling and scrolling. Because that's what we do. We're bored. And so we take out our phone and we don't just sit there for a second and just, disconnect from our social media apps and things like that. Well, I thought to myself, you know what? I was doing a lesson, and I was talking about whatever, what's on the throne, like what's in your mind, what is above God that we need to be careful about, and then we need to say, okay, I don't want to make this an idol. I don't want to make this an idol, because that's a commandment, is that we shouldn't have any other gods before mm-hmm. our Lord and Savior. That's it. So I was thinking about that, and I was like, well, would social media be an idol? Like, would you put that, would you say that people do that more, if you can say that that's what you do more than anything else, mm-hmm. that you do that more than pray, you talk to your social media more, you talk to the Lord, or God, whatever you call him. sorry, I'm just getting over that strep. You know how that goes.
Oh, it's just infecting my throat.
Right,
I can
there.
Feel it just happening right now.
It sounds like, I sound a little like a seal. but like, you know, what are we putting above God? Yeah. And I think that that's a valid point, in a sense that I've had to stop myself, because if I wake up in the morning and that's the first thing I press, where is my heart? Where's my treasure? Where's my mind? Mm-hmm. And so I have to say, okay, you know what? What if I challenge myself? So this is what I did. Every time I want to check my social media, I have to read a scripture verse.
Nice.
Every single time. If I go to check it, I have to read a scripture verse first. So I have a Bible app, and I had it ready to go, and I had like a chapter out so I could read verses down in yeah. that chapter. And I will tell you what, I'm not kidding, I would read about 2 chapters a day.
Really?
And that was verse by verse going down, because I checked my social media that much.
Gosh.
A day.
You know what I just did? And I don't know, if you're not, sorry all you peasants out there that don't have an iPhone. But the iOS 10 update.
Uh-huh.
So when I go to, you know how the front, when you slide on your iPhone now, you have all your different like top stories,
yeah.
your news. Well, I just added my Bible app. So now
verse
of the day pops up right when I open up my phone.
That's fantastic.
So boom, and I can just click it right there. I can just go boom. Oh, I'm in the Bible right now.
Boom.
So you can make it a lot easier for you if you're.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
That's a great idea.
I don't have, you know what, do I have Facebook on my phone?
And really page? The point is what am I dedicating my time to, and what am I wasting my time, yeah. you know, in? Because I've noticed a lot of people do this with podcasts, or they'll do it with, you know, radio things that they listen to, whatever else. People are really poured into articles and the news and everything else. There's nothing wrong with that stuff. It's great. But the question is if I've become – If my heart is set and my mind is set more on something else than what God would have it set on, then I should be careful, because social media is making me look inward. Social media is making me whatever, or this person, you know, insecure about all these other things. But in reality, that's not how we want to live. That's gonna yeah. make your life miserable. You're gonna be so stressed out.
And I think that most of us out there, you know, the ones that have the Holy Spirit inside of us.
Uh-huh.
I feel like we all feel like what you just talked about, where you find yourself having Facebook or Instagram as an idol. You know, you find yourself going there constantly.
Right.
Because I feel convicted a lot of times when I pick up my phone and I'm not going to, I have the Bible right on my phone. It's like I carry my Bible around everywhere.
Yeah.
And how many times do I click on that? It's pretty rare.
Right.
You know?
Instead of what does so-and-so think about me, what does yeah. God's word say that I am?
Exactly.
Like, you could look that up instead.
Yeah. So
it's
I
a
think,
much more freeing
I think
experience.
A lot of us have that conviction. I really do. And
yeah.
we just choose to ignore it.
Yeah. I agree. Mm-hmm. I agree. So so I would say self-check. Do a self-check, buddy. It's important. All of us have to do it.
585-5483. You can text us. Someone said, it's a need to feel accepted. As humans, we need to feel accepted, and these social media sources give us that immediately when we get responses to our posts. Tammy made a good point. Don't give it the power.
Don't
Invest
do it.
Invest your time in real relationships.
Yeah.
That's good. I like that. Yeah, someone wrote in, why does it bother me when I get 0 likes on Instagram? Feel free to chime in. 585-LIVE.
The Morning Invasion with Dax, Steve-O, and Teo.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
vice presidential candidates, Republican Mike Pence and Democrat Tim Kaine, square off in their only debate in Virginia.
Hurricane Matthew pounds Haiti, heading next to eastern Cuba.
If Matthew directly impacts Florida, there will be massive destruction that we haven't seen in years.
Florida Governor Rick Scott urging residents to take it seriously.
Actor Ben Stiller reveals he was treated successfully for prostate cancer in 2014 and says the test that found it saved his life. Stiller says he's telling his story to support the PSA test, which critics say can spark unnecessary treatment.
Side airbag might inflate on some small Nissan cars. The government now investigating complaints about Nissan Versas from the 2012 model year.
An arbitration panel has cut tennis star Maria Sharapova's two-year doping suspension by 9 months. It means she'll be able to play again next spring.
When Julie Gallagher and Karen Partnan were a couple, they had two children through in vitro fertilization, with Gallagher giving birth to both. Then they split up, which led to a complicated legal battle. Partnan wanted the same parental rights, even though she's not the biological mother and the two women were never married. A family court in Massachusetts rejected that. But on Tuesday, the state's highest court overruled the decision, declaring Partnan a full legal parent, finding a person may be a presumptive parent under Massachusetts law, even without a biological relationship to the child.
Good morning. 8:39.
High today of 76.
Let's check the road. Traffic! It's balloon fiesta, so be patient. It's going to be a little busy out there. What's this orange over here, Tam?
Yeah, what is that orange? Does that mean that there's barrels? Because barrels are orange.
You know what? Everything looks fine. There's no red. Yeah, everything's great.
Wow.
I think I'm doing this right.
I really, really hope that you are.
That's a look at traffic! Thank you.
Ooh.
Teo Stevo out. Till next Wednesday. Going to New York City.
Yeah. So now you guys get me.
Yep, Tam's going to hang out. Buck's going to hang out.
Oh, yeah?
David Myers, he texted me and said, why am I not a guest? And I said, sorry, buddy.
Oh,
so we're going to try to squeeze him in.
He and I did a little, what's it called? You know, song.
Oh, you did a song together?
We did. And you guys have played it on the station and stuff a couple times.
Really?
Yeah. And he asked me, Kenny Riley, who was doing some stuff before, he was one of our producers here. He'd asked me, he was like, hey, you want to do some vocals? And I was like, on what? And he was like, just come in today and sing them. And I was like, cool, what's the song? Because I'm going to need to know that before I sing.
Yeah.
and then he said, well, I'll just send you a clip of kind of what you want to, you know, what the words are, and you can kind of make it your own. So he sent it to me, and I tried to figure out, you know, what I was singing for about an hour. And then I was like, you know what? I'll just do it. Let's just try it. So I still, till this day, haven't even talked to David face to face.
No kidding.
We have a song together that's out there, and we have not even seen each other through this whole process. Yeah.
Maybe you'll get to hang out.
Maybe we'll get to run into each other sometime.
I don't know.
Phones
aren't working, so you're going to have to text us if you want to chime in on the show.
So rough.
505-585-5483.
I dare you to say another five.
585-5483. There you go. That's how you communicate with us.
There it is.
A lot of people chimed in. That's a long text.
I was reading that one too. It was basically about about your comment about social media, how it can control us. And this young lady was saying that before she got married, that was an addiction that she had, and her mind was cluttered with social media. She said that she spent most of her time checking her social media, sometimes even in the car, anywhere that she was. So now she's doing really good. She deleted all of her social media. She felt clarity of mind and in her soul because she says that that God is now the centerpiece of her life. So
nice.
Yeah. So that was really cool. She said she's very, very thankful. And Freddie, she said, what did she say here? I forgot that last line. I'm really sorry about that. I wanted to read it, but I didn't want to go too long.
Oh.
But now I'm just going to read it. She says, I feel if more people would invest their time with my family and God most of all instead of social media, they'd feel a lot better. Thank you guys for the station. My husband showed me it, and he showed me God, and I am very thankful for you all. I love you, Freddie, your wife, Jasmine. So she's just giving a shout out to her husband, I think, right, and to the station.
Good.
I wasn't sure who Freddie was at first. That's why I got a little tongue tied. Sorry about that, Dex.
You're good. You did good.
I'm
did
back.
Good. You done good.
I'm a novice. I ain't no professional radio man.
Someone else said iPhone users are sheep.
Oh.
I want to be cool like everyone else. Whatevs. There you go. Hey, if we're just doing random guests, I'll come in. No, I'm sorry, man. We're not just doing random guests.
No, these people are real-life awesome people.
I mean, I appreciate that you guys want to come in and help out, but no, I got Tam, I got Buck.
It's Dex and Tam awesome.
And you know, I'm trying to squeeze in Dave Myers because I love that guy.
That's nice.
He's a fireman.
Did you know that? No, I didn't.
He's a firefighter now.
When did that happen?
Just recently. He got accepted and...
Wow.
He saves
I hear
saves
it's pretty
cats.
Hard to get...
He saves a lot of cats now.
That's what I hear, that when you're a firefighter, that's what you do.
Yeah, and he's like 50, so I don't know how he made it into the
Yeah,
academy.
How did they accept a 65-year-old?
Just kidding, Dave. He's my age.
He doesn't look a day over
Which
60.
Which is very impressive. If you're... you don't see that very often, somebody in their 30s making it through the academy, because it's one of the hardest things.
Yeah. Our buddy Nick, you know, he's pretty awesome, and he just made it through EMT. He's made it through his schooling, and then also now he's doing fire academy stuff now. So he's going through the same thing. He's in his 30s as well. So it is a hard thing to do. Mm. You got to push through on that stuff.
Buck, if you're trying to call the request line, the phones aren't working. I'm sorry.
Yeah, what's
Steve-O's
going on?
Steve-O's going to be so disappointed, because he's like, I'm going to call you all the time. But I don't know.
You phones know what? That's the good Lord telling him it's time not to work.
It's time to just enjoy your flight to New York.
And just be there.
And just be.
Just be.
We were talking about this letter we got from Aaron, who seems to have an addiction when it comes to Instagram.
Yeah.
Because she'll get frustrated when she posts a picture on Instagram and she doesn't get any likes. Nobody likes her photo. She immediately gets frustrated and she'll delete it and repost it because she's seeking that validation, which we shouldn't be seeking that validation through social networking.
Right.
It's bad.
Right.
We got to look inside and say, okay, there's something not right here that I'm seeking this. And you know what? I think a lot of us, most of us, if we have Facebook or Instagram, we can fall into this so easily. Because it does feel nice when people are liking. Now you can do hearts. You know, you can do smiley faces instead of a
little,
like.
That thumb that you sent me was so cool.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it like lit up
with
stars and stripes. And it was pretty cool. You can do all kinds of stuff. But again, you can't let it validate you.
You can't let it validate you.
Guys, if you do that, what we're looking for is you're becoming someone that you're not. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Like you're just going to become the person who is relying on and desiring to be, you know, someone else wants you to be.
Exactly.
And that's rough. I think we've all been through that phase. And sometimes there's times in our lives where that sometimes will kick in a little bit more. We worry about what other people think more than what we should. And really, we have to ask ourselves, why am I doing that? What's going to happen if I am loved by that person? Just like my friend that I was telling you about who got off social media, she was saying that now that she's off of social media, she's like, I haven't heard from any of my friends. No one even has called me.
Really?
No one's called to see how I'm doing. No one knows what happened to me. No one knows if I dropped off the face of the earth. But they still, you know, no one's around. It's because you find out who your real friends are. And when you find out, oh, man, they're not what I thought they were. They're not who I thought they were. They don't love me as much as I thought. Sometimes it's heartbreaking.
Yeah, okay, but I'm trying to think, before Facebook, before Instagram, it was, if you wanted to find out what your friend or family member was doing, what did you do?
You called them.
You picked up the phone and you called them.
You called them.
So it was very rare that you would find out what was going on in someone's life unless you called them.
Right. Unless you knew.
Exactly.
Or you knew someone who knew them, and then you had to be careful not to go hearsay on them either.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Now,
but you call.
Now we're so connected with Facebook and Instagram and whatever it is that we know instantly what my cousin is doing in Las Vegas or...
And then also you wonder, is that a false reality? Like people who, you know, we did a selfie video on this and we aired it here at Calvary and stuff. And it was for one of Skip's part of the hashtag series. It was called hashtag selfie. And the song that we wrote was about just like, you know, I'm posting all these things, but in reality, this isn't what I'm doing. Somebody will post, I'm here doing this, this, and this. And then someone says, oh gosh, did you see Dex? He's in Italy just tanning on the beach and he's doing all these great things. But you're really here. Yeah. Or maybe you're, you know, you posted a picture from whenever you were 20 years old or whenever you went out there. I can't remember what age you were. But you go out there and you post things. People say, oh, was that an old picture? Was that a new picture? What are they doing now? I saw this picture. Does that mean they're here? People post stuff all the time. People, yeah. You don't ever really know if people are actually there or not. And I try to be very careful to not tell people exactly where I'm at right when I'm there. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, I have some weirdos in my life and I prefer not everyone to know exactly where I'm at when I'm there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then there's times when it's fine, but you can't bank on just saying, oh, look, this, everything I'm scrolling through on my news feed, all this is true. It might not be true.
Oh, it's so true. So true, Tam.
It's so true that that's not true.
I'm not following the Kim Kardashian robbery thing.
Oh, no.
But I am, okay? were saying the reason why Kim Kardashian got...
is because she posted where she was.
Exactly. She's constantly posting all of her jewelry and all of the things that she has. And, oh, I'm alone in my hotel in Paris with my $4 million ring.
Yes.
Okay, yeah. That's not a good thing to do.
Now, you can't become paranoid. Like, I have a friend. His name is Doyle. And he's a little paranoid. He thinks that the government and everything is out to get him. And he thinks it's all conspiracy. And you ask him, and he'll cover the little cover on his phone, the little dot, you know. Mm-hmm. You can't become like Doyle. Not everybody can think that he...
I want to be like Doyle.
You know what I mean? But there are things that you do have to... be careful about. Like maybe the world's not, maybe the government isn't watching you everywhere you go. Maybe they are. Maybe people aren't watching you everywhere you go. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But when you start posting things and telling people, hey, I'm about to walk in the door right now in 5 minutes. Here I go. Check me out in my car and I'm going to give you descriptions of what I look like and where I'm at and everything else. And I'm famous. You can't really get mad.
Yeah, I hear you.
You can't get mad. Now, the other thing I want to talk about, Dex, is the millions of dollars that they said were stolen in jewelry.
$10 million.
They didn't say anything else was really stolen. I mean, she was wearing... did we just run past the fact that she was wearing $10 million worth of jewelry?
Was she wearing that or did she have that in her hotel room?
I don't know.
Because I think she had,
it was in her hotel room.
Yeah, she had a $4 million ring on.
Oh,
and then I think the rest,
goodness.
I mean, who knows? Her earrings probably cost $2 million each.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But it was that was, I'm sure, a scary situation. I mean, they tied her up and gagged her, and I think they kept her in the...
Okay,
in the bathroom.
I did not know.
Yeah, it was.
But when you are really living that high of a, of a life, you can't expect... You have to be careful.
Well, she had security.
You have to be careful.
She has security. But
so did she fire her security?
Well, her main security guard, who is supposed to be the best.
Taking a bathroom break.
He was actually with her sisters at a club protecting them that night.
No, you always have to have the double backup.
Mm-hmm.
You can't just have a guy leave for a second. That's when it happens. That's why people wait. They wait for that one moment that you're going to mess up.
Mm-hmm.
And then they go in there and they do what they got to do.
They do what they got
to
do.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to call Doyle out, okay?
Well,
sometimes you got to do it.
I hear you.
You know what I mean?
585-5483 if you like to text the show. Someone said, here is your new slogan. It's a Tam-tastic morning with TD.
Okay.
All right.
Tam and Dex. Tam-tastic morning.
Someone said, if Teo doesn't fly out till 1, why isn't he on the show today? He gave Steve-O a lot of crap for doing the same thing when Steve-O had a baseball trip. Well, see, Teo, he's going to New York for a week, and he needs to pack.
Yes.
You got to get ready. So, totally understandable. He doesn't have to be here today.
Yes. And sometimes he needs a little break.
And it's a vacation, really. I mean,
that's the beauty of taking the day off.
Yeah.
is you just get that time away.
There you go.
Are you a football fan, Dex?
See, here's the thing. I like football. I don't watch it a lot, but I like to watch football.
Okay.
I do. I
enjoy. Well, because, you know, a lot of people take a lot of time to get away for football. And, you know, we sometimes you can just chill and watch. You can just veg. You don't have to go to New York like the boys. Mm-hmm. Maybe if they just want to take off, they can just take off. What if they're not even in Brooklyn?
What if they're, what do you mean?
Like, what if they're not
going?
Even really there? What if they're just at their houses? What if they're just sitting at their house and they're doing a bunch of nothing?
That would be
this
hilarious.
Whole trip was just a ploy to get some vacay.
Well,
you know, a staycation.
Maybe, but I don't think that's true.
That is a lot of work. That's like that girl who lied about the clown and cut her thumb and all that stuff.
That would be,
That's rough.
All right. When we come back, we're going to do the five foods you're mispronouncing.
Oh, man.
We're going to find out how to pronounce these words.
Yeah.
I'm a professional when it comes to talking.
Okay.
I know how to pronounce these words. I'm very, very skilled in this art of
pronunciation.
Pronunciation. And it's funny because I didn't even really go to school. I mean, it comes natural to me the way I speak.
You've never been to school a day in your life, and this is now what we get to reap.
I did. I did graduate high school barely, but, you know.
But who needs it?
Yeah. All right, we got to take a break. 585 Live. We'll check the roads when we come back. It's Balloon Fiesta, so
Woo!
Be careful when you're driving, guys.
Yeah, watch out for those purple elephants in the sky.
We'll be right back. Hang out. Clam Berlin. Impossible. Morning Invasion. Good morning.
Good morning.
If you are a fan of Stefan Christian,
right,
he has his own radio show now.
He does.
Right here at Star 88 on Saturdays and Sundays from 2 to 6.
Yeah.
Sounding great. Yeah. Sounding great, Stefan.
Sounding great, Steph. You're doing a great job.
He sure is.
Doing a great job. He's headed out of town, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He's going to be going for a little bit, coming back. We'll miss him, though. We're going to have service tonight, but he won't be there.
Oh, well.
It's a sad day.
Is it, though?
It is.
Is it sad?
But it's looking up. Look at those balloons.
Oh, man. The balloons are flying.
High.
It's 9:05.
And the high today, like the balloons, is going to be 76 degrees.
Oh, my gosh, Tam. I see red.
Oh, no.
Refresh.
Looks like a little caterpillar. What is it? Oh, no, it's still there. What does it say?
I don't know.
You know, I really should have looked on this before I got here.
Well, it doesn't say anything. It's red.
Can you just click on the red or see which one of those little boxes looks red?
Maybe it's slow on the ramp from 423. I don't know. You know what? I'm done with traffic.
Yeah, because
I was never taught how to read this thing. I don't know what it means. Usually there's a diamond there, but there's no diamond next to the red.
If you see a wreck, or maybe it is slow somewhere, you could always just text in and tell us what's going on for
Thank
traffic.
You,
guys
Thank you.
Can do it.
That's your look at traffic.
This traffic update brought to you by Bear Canyon CrossFit, located at 9533 Osuna, Suite B. For more information, check out BearCanyonCrossFit.com or 505-293-2101. That's 505-293-2101. Thanks again to Bear Canyon CrossFit for this traffic update.
Wow.
I think it's just busy over by Balloon Fiesta, you know, Paseo, Alameda.
Yeah, it's like backed up.
Yeah, it's just going to be slow because of all the Balloon Fiesta traffic.
I agree.
All right. There's a new book. It's called You're Saying It Wrong.
Okay.
Okay. It's 150 words we mispronounce the most. And out of this book, I've pulled the top five foods that we might be pronouncing wrong. All right, Tam.
Okay.
I've
been waiting for this for a while.
Okay?
I'm pretty excited about this whole thing. This is great.
I'm going to start with number five here.
Okay.
What do you call a Greek pita sandwich? What is a Greek pita sandwich? What would you call that?
A Greek pita sandwich.
Here it is right here. Do you see it on there?
Ajito.
Ajito? You call it ajito?
It's not a gyro.
A gyro?
A hero.
Let's find out how we pronounce the Greek pita sandwich.
Euro.
Oh.
Euro.
Euro.
Euro. I said hero.
I'll never forget. There was a pita place that opened up years ago, and I went in, and I started sweating because I didn't know how to pronounce it, and I totally said gyro. I said I would like the gyro. I would like the lamb gyro.
Uh-huh.
And they just started laughing at me. It's pronounced
euro.
Sorry about that. Wait, how do you say it?
It's that's a simple one to make that mistake on. I think lots of people, but I think there's tons of people out there who are like, thank you, Dex, for finally telling the world how to say it.
You don't wanna sound stupid when you walk into a Greek restaurant.
No.
Euro.
It's a gyro.
It's a gyro.
It's not a hero.
It's 2 euros.
It's not a gyro.
Hey, side note, we did get a text in about a head-on collision that happened.
Oh.
Can I just throw that out there? We got a head-on collision on Montaño and Edith. Mm. So backups are definitely going to be expected. Thank you, Miss Janae. We appreciate that.
Why is that not on my traffic?
Yeah, it's crazy.
Maybe it isn't. I just can't read
it. It's on mine. I have it here on my phone. It was posted by Janae. Hi, Isaac.
Thank you. Thank you, Janae. All right, here we go. The French champagne...
Sorry, I'm really sorry about that cough.
A lot of people say Moe. Is it the how do you pronounce the French M-O-E-T? The French champagne.
Moe. I would say Moe.
Moe?
It's not Moe.
Okay.
Wow.
What was that?
Moët et Chandon.
So the full name is Moët et Chandon.
So it is
Moët et Chandon.
Moët is the T. I heard her say the T.
Moët et Chandon.
Wow.
Been pronouncing that one wrong all my life.
Instead of Moët? Love me some, it's Moët.
No, never had French champagne before. I just don't know.
Right.
Okay, the Vietnamese noodle. It's spelled P-H-O. You know what I'm talking about?
Yep. Pho.
Pho.
It is pho.
Are you sure about that?
For 3,000, is it pho?
Pho.
Pho. It's pho.
I said it right before you played it.
Pho.
It's not pho. It's
pho.
Pho. I've been saying pho.
Yeah, I know. But that's why I said it the right way, right before you played it.
I'm so embarrassed right now.
Don't be embarrassed.
I love going to Vietnamese restaurants and ordering pho.
It's not your fault. You don't sound like you're cussing like everyone else.
You know, I have to give the waiters and waitresses props because they just put up with stupid Americans. You know, they come over here and then they hear us mispronounce the word, but they don't care. They're like, you know what? Call it whatever you want.
Yeah, I mean, there's a language barrier a little bit.
We appreciate that. So if you ever order the Vietnamese noodle, it's
pho.
Pho. Not pho. It's pho.
Even though it looks like pho.
We're talking about words that you've probably been saying wrong. It's out of the book called You're Saying It Wrong.
Yeah.
We have the top 5 foods you might be pronouncing wrong. We're at number 2. All right, the pasta made from potatoes that's a cross between pasta and little dumplings. It's spelled G-N-O-C-C-H-I.
Okay.
Gnocchi?
Gnocchi.
You think gnocchi?
Gnocchi, because I order it so much, I think that I get the chicken gnocchi.
It's Italian.
Gnocchi.
You think gnocchi?
Gnocchi.
Oh.
Gnocchi.
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 So it's gnocchi.
It's really gnocchi. No.
Gnocchi.
Gnocchi.
It's almost gnocchi. Like they're saying gnocchi.
Gnocchi. It is.
Oh.
So gnocchi or gnocchi.
Gnocchi.
Just never say gnocchi.
Gnocchi.
That's not right, Dex.
No.
Gnocchi.
Gnocchi. All right, number one here.
What's number one?
Most mispronounced food item. Me. Q-U-I-N-O-A.
I knew it was this one. I knew it.
What do you think?
I will tell you that I was embarrassed because I used to always be like quinoa.
I would like quinoa.
Quinoa. What is that? Is that a rice? Is that a bean? Mm-hmm. What is that? And then this lady was like, the quinoa's down the way. And I was like, I'm sorry, what was that?
The what?
The what?
Quinoa.
Quinoa.
Quinoa. What is quinoa?
Down the way.
What is it?
Quinoa. Quinoa, as stated by this man, is, you know, you can use it for oatmeal. You can, like, it's like a substitute for, like, rice or pasta. You can make it sweet. You can make it salty.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
It says here it's a goose foot found in the Andes.
That sounds.
What did you say it was? A rice dish?
Quinoa.
It's a goose foot. It says it's widely cultivated for its edible starchy seeds before the introduction of old world grains.
Did you say goose foot?
It says a goose foot.
I don't know about that.
That's what it says.
Maybe
that's
it's
the
a
definition.
Goose. Maybe it's a goose's foot. Now that quinoa. Makes me, I am the saddest person. I'm eating goose feet.
Is wow. that for real?
You know, in the mornings when they give us breakfast here sometimes and they make us oatmeal and they make it with quinoa.
Where do they do that?
Here.
Where at?
At SoPo.
Nah.
Yeah.
They make oatmeal over there?
Well, they make us oatmeal.
What?
In the morning.
I always ask for waffles and pancakes and they never do.
Well, I mean, I think it's just because we're here so early, you know, and we have rehearsal and everything.
Well, how early are you here?
Not as early as you.
I was just going to say.
I didn't want to go
The door is
there.
Usually locked when I walk over.
Right. Well, the doors are, we have to open the doors still.
Okay.
But it's like a 6:45.
I've been trying to talk them into getting a waffle iron over there.
They would go nuts with that waffle
iron. When you stay
iron.
At a hotel and they have the breakfast and you can go
it.
Make your own waffles.
There's
why
nothing
not?
More pleasurable in the world.
How
There's
great
like,
would that be?
I know. Like, you look at that and you're like, this is not only fun, but it's delicious.
Yeah.
I'm making my own waffle.
Yeah.
You can make it as big as you want to make it. And then you can put whatever the heck you want on there.
Oh, man. You could have fruit.
You can have butter.
Bunch of different types of syrup.
Bunch. Mm. Bunch.
Yeah. You could put some quinoa.
Quinoa.
Ew.
You know? Some
goose
ganache.
Feet? Are you sure?
It's not ganache. You could put some pho on there. No, it's not pho.
Pho.
It's
there
pho.
It is.
You could put some gyros on there.
Euro.
No, Euro.
No.
You could put some French champagne, Moët.
Moët.
I don't know. I think it would be great. All they have to do is whip up some batter and get a
little machine.
A waffle maker.
Yeah.
It's easy to do, guys.
Maybe they're listening right now.
I've already talked to Ian about it. He said no.
Oh, he did say no.
Did he
have
down.
A reason?
Well, messy. You know, what if somebody burns themselves? It's true.
No, they could burn themselves making the coffee beans back there. Oh, you're saying.
Yeah, like it's
we
build
would
your
make
own.
Our own.
Like you do at the hotel.
Oh.
Where they just set everything out and you have to make your own breakfast.
Well, now I see what he's saying.
Yeah.
I think they should make it instead of us because I do think it would get messy.
They don't have time for that.
No.
They don't.
We don't.
Right. Let's talk about a firefighter.
Who likes good news?
Good news, everyone!
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 The good news is, stud breeding.
Oh, somebody on the live line said, what about Aussie? I used to mispronounce that all the time.
What is that? Like Aussie hairspray?
It's that berry that you get. Acai berry?
I think it's acai.
See, be sure.
I think it's acai.
No.
Acai.
It's acai.
I think it's acai.
I don't know.
I think it's acai.
Whatever. You're probably right. So, I don't know if you heard this, Tam. On September 11th, we talked about this firefighter who climbed 110 flights of stairs on a Stairmaster. There was somebody at the gym working out on September 11th this year. And they looked over, and on this Stairmaster was this firefighter in his full get-up gear, just walking stairs.
Oh, wow.
On a Stairmaster.
Okay.
Whole get-up, had a tank and everything.
Wow.
And he was doing it to inspire people and doing it for the firefighters who lost their lives on 9/11.
Hmm.
Well, let's talk about 32-year-old Tony, who works as a firefighter. in Texas. He lives just outside of Houston. He runs a nonprofit called Footsteps for the Fallen that gives scholarships to the children of first responders. And he does a stunt every year to raise money and awareness. Like last year, he ran 440 miles in 11 days.
Wow.
Which is almost two marathons a day. So this guy's in great shape.
Wow.
Think about that. Two marathons a day.
That's nuts. This guy is in incredible shape.
Well, over the weekend, he raised money by walking nonstop for 24 hours in full firefighting gear with a heavy oxygen tank on his back.
Nonstop for 24 hours?
He did it at a gym on a treadmill. He started at noon last Friday and didn't stop until noon on Saturday.
No way.
So he walked all day and night and didn't take any breaks except to use the bathroom. No word on how much money he raised, but that's incredible, right?
Wow.
There he is on the... on the treadmill.
So he did use the bathroom.
He did, but that's it.
That's pretty crazy.
That was the only time he stopped is when he used the bathroom. And then he just went right back to the treadmill.
That's insane. And he's doing this because the cause is to get this scholarship thing going.
Yeah. He wants to raise awareness, wants to raise money. And I can't imagine doing that for 24
hours. Would you actually walk for 24 hours on a treadmill?
I wouldn't be able to. That's for sure.
Yeah?
Gosh, look who walked it. Look who it is.
Look who it is.
His name is Nate Heitzik.
Oh, my goodness.
What's up, y'all?
What's up?
What's up, y'all?
How are you?
Good times.
Good morning.
Good to see
you. Good to see you, too. I was listening to you on the radio, and I was like, man, it's like a different morning show this morning.
It is.
It's completely
different.
Is something missing?
Yeah, you know.
Is it you?
I don't know.
He says something's missing just simply because I'm not used to waking up at the time that you are. So I'm not as cheery and obnoxious as Steve-O in the morning.
Well, Steve-O's not here, it is a lot different.
The energy level is
a little low.
It's a little. I can pick it up.
Yeah.
I can pick it up.
Taylor and I feel the same way when Steve-O's gone.
Well, Tamara, you kind of sound like you're dying.
Do I? It's mainly just because I'm getting over this strep throat.
She says, you say getting over it.
Are you really getting over it? Because it sounds like you're just starting.
I know. And she says she's not contagious, but I'm feeling something in my throat.
Are you sure you don't have the bubonic plague?
It's close. I didn't get checked for that yet, so I can't actually say no. Mm. But
if I get sick, Tam, you're in trouble.
I'm wondering how I'm going to sing tonight. If it's going to be coughing in between every note.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
And I'm wondering why you're doing a morning show when you got to sing tonight.
Well, Dex, do you want to?
Because she is a good, good, good person.
Good father? Oh,
she's
no.
a good, good person.
You know what you could do tonight? You could lip sync.
Okay, like
do you guys
Spears
do that every once
does.
In a while? You could lip sync
yeah,
a track.
Yeah, for sure.
Why
skip
not?
Skip lip syncs and wheelie lip sync.
Nobody would ever know.
What if you lip synced a teaching? What if you recorded a whole teaching and tried to lip sync a teaching?
Oh my gosh, that would be. You should try that. That would be hilarious.
It would kind of look like subtitles on a Spanish movie. Is what it would look like.
Oh my gosh. Oh man,
why Spanish?
That'd be real funny.
You know what? If I'm ever asked to go and speak, I'm gonna request that I lip sync my talk.
That's fair.
Yeah,
that's
speech.
Fair.
Whatever it is.
Yeah.
Well, I'm really.
But the thing is, your speech doesn't have to be at a cadence like this. Hello, my name is Dex. I'm here.
Yeah.
To talk about radio.
You would have to do it that way.
It would have to be slow.
You would. Would I use my own voice or would I use somebody else's?
I don't know, but I feel like you'd need a teleprompter that does like what those sing-alongs do, where like the little ball bounces on the syllables
yes.
so that you know that you're following along correctly.
Yes.
Do they make a teleprompter? They should make a teleprompter like that.
We could try.
It's called the lip syncing teleprompter.
Well, we patented it here because that was your idea. So
My goal would actually be to, like Disneyland, make an animatronic version of myself that I send to speaking engagements.
Ooh.
And it's just pre-recorded, and he just opens his little mouth like the Pirates of the Caribbean guys.
There you go.
Okay.
I love that.
Well, it was made here. This is where the idea was made.
That's what they need to do with Billy Graham. They need to keep those Billy Graham crusades going long after he's gone. Just send animatronic Billy.
That's the way that, you know what? That's the future.
It is the future.
That's the future.
Holograms.
No, animatronic. Come on.
Billigrams.
The future, The future is animatronics. The future is Pirates of the Caribbean.
The future.
Yeah, that's true.
What if those things, you know what? Like, we talk about, like, Terminator and what if intelligent, you know, that's mm-hmm. that's scary crap. What if the pirates and the Pirates of the Caribbean come to life? And, like, the lions from Jungle Cruise.
Yeah.
And the ghosts from Haunted Mansion. What if Disneyland came to life?
No.
That would be really cool, but scary.
No, yeah. I don't Very think it scary. Would be cool. I think cool. I don't want
It'd be
that.
Fantastic.
How cool would that be?
It'd
People
be pretty
would
great.
Die.
Well, not necessarily.
Well, yeah, I don't think so, because if Star Tours came to life, you'd have Jedis protecting you. So
yeah,
there's that.
Okay. Well,
so you're saying that each character takes on its own, you know, persona.
Yes. Or persona. We're talking about words this morning.
Yeah, persona. I heard it.
How do you say the soup, the Italian soup?
What, minestrone,
the
minestrone
G.
soup?
No, starts the G.
It wasn't minestrone.
Ganache? That one?
He's closer. I can't
gnocchi.
Say it. No, no, don't.
Gnocchi.
Oh.
It's gnocchi.
Gnocchi.
Instead of gnocchi, oftentimes
about,
pronounced.
What if Pinocchio ate Pinocchio?
Did you, that's his brother.
Gnocchi.
Did you know.
So he ate his twin?
Did you know that gnocchi, that gnocchi is goose feet?
That's gross.
That's what I said.
It's goose feet.
Yeah. And then someone chimed in on the live line. They said that goose foot is a type of planet. Is this true?
What?
That's what they said.
Goose foot
type
is a type
of planet?
Planet?
It said goose foot is a type of
Maybe
planet.
Maybe in Scientology, but we don't do that here, weirdo.
Yeah.
I
don't get it.
It's not. I don't know. And they said, what about Worcestershire sauce?
It's Worcestershire.
Why did you say that with a
Worcestershire?
Why are you saying it with like a Texas
it's
accent?
Worcestershire.
Worcestershire song.
That's the only
Worcestershire.
Way I've heard it.
It's like that's like hearing somebody from like Houston try to order Mexican food. Give me one of those tacos and some guacamole.
That's what it is. That's the only way. Oh,
how do you,
the muerte.
How do you say fajitas?
Ooh, that's
just
a good
like
one.
That.
It's fajitas.
Well, that's good. That's good.
Fajitas? Really?
I would like some fajitas.
No.
I feel like we need to do a YouTube video of you going up to Taco Cabana and just butchering
every
single thing.
But that's pretty much
you.
My life. Like I was saying, I went to the Greek restaurant and I said I wanted a gyro. I'll have a lamb gyro, please. They just, you know, they were just
they
laughing.
They stared at you.
Yeah, they were just laughing.
They loved you.
Okay.
They were like, look at this great guy.
And then I looked over.
Can I get some pico de gallo?
They had the pronunciation written out right next to the cash register. So
oh,
I could've,
no.
All I had to do was just look down.
Oh, man.
You missed that part.
Yeah, well.
You missed that part. Hey, someone liked my hologram for Billigram. Is that
Ooh.
A hologram? I said a Billigram. Mm. They said, nice, Tam. Thanks, guys.
Who was
that
liked that?
I don't
Your
know.
Friend?
Someone just texted. No, they just texted in on the live line and said that.
You know what I'm really excited for? Speaking of like, you know, futuristic, you know, holograms or robots. I'm sure you've probably checked it out, but virtual reality.
Yeah. I haven't actually used it, but
have you used any of the new stuff?
You know,
I haven't
like
either.
The little glasses and all that stuff?
Yeah. Because that's like the next big thing.
What are you talking about? You're saying you can
know,
just go get your eyeglasses for the virtual
You know, and then
headsets?
Well, you know, virtual reality, you put your phone into it, and it's like that big thing that you put on your face.
Oh, I saw the commercial for that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, everybody has one. You can, like, get them at TJ Maxx now. Like,
what do you see?
Well, so certain apps, they make apps that are virtual reality apps. And
okay.
So, basically, I mean, it's a presentation that you move your head, and you're moving around. Like, imagine if anybody's ever played Call of Duty is like, man, I wish I could just, like, be immersed in it.
Oh, gosh,
it's like that.
Be in the game.
Yeah.
There was a video Landon, my youngest son, was showing me, and they put the goggles on their grandma, and it was you had to walk the plank, and so she could see the plank, and she was up on a skyscraper, and so she was walking out on this plank and then looking down, and she was freaking out. She's in her living room freaking out, and they were like trying to push her, and she was screaming because
oh
it was so real.
Gosh.
It was so real that she thought she would fall.
See, this is what I want to do. I want to like get my son to put on the virtual reality glasses and play like a shooting game or something, and then like be watching what he's doing, and then right when he gets shot, like just punch him. Just be like,
no, man.
Ow!
Ah, he'll freak out.
You can't do that to your kid.
And he just punched you in the chest.
It doesn't even hurt because I've been working out.
He's a man of steel.
Man, did you feel it was like a rock?
I know.
Have you seen? So now with like Google Glass and like all those things, they have virtual reality apps for that to where you can actually like see stuff in your room. So like you can be like in your room and see like looking at your room and see like zombies and stuff. And you can like fight zombies.
Wow.
In your room.
Oh, good. That's a great way to disconnect.
It's like the next step
of
Pokemon Go.
Yeah.
Oh. I think it's just going to feed into our social media addiction earlier that we were talking about. I think it's going to be an addiction.
No, you're right.
People are just going to not need friends because they're just going to be in their room by themselves, like walking planks and playing random stuff.
Friends are overrated anyways.
I guess.
They stab you in the back. Zombies don't do that. Well, unless they bite you in the back.
Yeah, but, which is worse.
You know,
I'm thinking, you know, movie theaters with virtual
reality.
No,
it's already happening.
It is?
It's already happening. They've created content. I was talking to Daniel about this, and he was saying that's the future, is this virtual reality experience that filmmakers are going to start filming their movies with multiple cameras to film virtual reality experiences.
You're in the movie. Yeah. You can be there watching it in the movie. I can't even imagine that. That'd be so cool.
There's like certain movies I wouldn't want to be a part of, though. Like Silence of the Lambs, I don't know if I'd want to be in that movie.
Well, yeah, it's... Yeah,
or Schindler's List, I don't want to be there.
Yeah.
Don't take me back there.
It's not my first choice.
Transformers, I'll be in Transformers.
Yeah, think
I'll
about an Avengers movie.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
Being in, like, the action. Captain you know, America. Iron Man just walked by, you know, you're just hanging out.
Or if you're my husband, Captain Latin America.
Exactly.
Here's a question. Yeah. What would be the most boring movie to have a virtual reality experience for?
Well, according to you, it would be The Morning Show. That's what you would say.
Pretty boring.
So, because there's that. I would think maybe...
That's not a movie, Tamara.
And by the way, you know, I have to be very careful because I sometimes push those limits in this room.
Stop it.
And so I have to be careful. So I want to make sure I don't talk about stuff that they don't want me to talk about.
Tamara.
But he just came in here and
you know what? Cut his mic.
He started laying it down, Dex. He just started talking about whatever he wanted.
Steve-O is not here. There's nothing you could say that could be more outlandish than stuff that Steve-O says.
That's a good point.
So you're okay.
Okay.
That's so
well, then I'll
have
take
you ever
it.
Heard him interview somebody?
Yes.
He's one of the greatest interviewers, I think, in the world.
It's pretty funny.
What do you think?
What do I think?
What do you think?
The most boring movie to be part of virtual reality?
Yeah.
I think, what was that one movie where that guy's locked in a coffin, he's underground the whole time?
Oh, that was a Ryan Reynolds movie.
That'd be the most boring movie. Like, virtual reality. Imagine being claustrophobic when I locked in a coffin.
The whole movie was him in a coffin.
In a stupid coffin.
Trying to get out.
Yeah.
You kidding me?
Nope.
Yeah,
I can't watch something like that.
Yeah.
I'll just have an anxiety attack.
All right, 585 Live, you can text us. Nate Heitzik is here. Tam is here.
Mm-hmm.
What if you virtual reality and ghost? That'd be strange.
Oh.
Like, ooh.
What about Flash Dance?
Well, how about Dirty Dance?
Dirty Dancing. I want to do the little shuffle.
You get that on camera? I hope so.
All right, we'll be back.
The Morning Invasion with Dex, Steve-O, and Tao.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
Vice presidential candidates Republican Mike Pence and Democrat Tim Kaine square off in their only debate in Virginia.
Hurricane Matthew pounds Haiti, heading next to eastern Cuba.
If Matthew directly impacts Florida, there will be massive destruction that we haven't seen in years.
Florida Governor Rick Scott urging residents to take it seriously.
Actor Ben Stiller reveals he was treated successfully for prostate cancer in 2014 and says the test that found it saved his life. Stiller says he's telling his story to support the PSA test, which critics say can spark unnecessary treatment.
Side airbag might inflate on some small Nissan cars. The government now investigating complaints about Nissan Versas from the 2012 model year.
An arbitration panel has cut tennis star Maria Sharapova's 2-year doping suspension by 9 months. It means she'll be able to play again next spring.
When Julie Gallagher and Karen Partnan were a couple, they had 2 children through in vitro fertilization, with Gallagher giving birth to both. Then they split up, which led to a complicated legal battle. Partnan wanted the same parental rights, even though she's not the biological mother and the 2 women were never married. A family court in Massachusetts rejected that. But on Tuesday, the state's highest court overruled the decision, declaring Partnan a full legal parent, finding a person may be a presumptive parent under Massachusetts law even without a biological relationship to the child.
Okay, yeah, we're live.
Good
morning. It is 9:40.
Wow, I'm high today. of 76.
Dude, it was 37 degrees
this morning when my wife went and drove
Seth to school.
I was cold.
It's winter.
It always happens at Balloon Fiesta.
It does.
Yep. It's like always the week before Balloon Fiesta. I'm like, oh, I'll go to Balloon Fiesta. It's nice. And then Balloon Fiesta week comes. I'm like, heck no, I'm not getting up to go out in balloons and freeze my butt off.
It's freezing.
Yeah. What's up with that? Why do the balloons bring the cold weather?
I don't know, man.
I remember that being one of my best memories when I was a little kid. My parents would just wrap us up like a little burrito in a blanket, and they'd chuck us in the car, and then we'd go to the Balloon Fiesta, and then we'd be like waking up as we would get out of the car. And we're here.
I have terrible memories of that.
But I just think, you know, I don't know if I'm down for that anymore.
I don't think I have any good memories that involve me waking up early.
Yeah.
Unless you're
wrapped in a burrito. If I wake up early, it doesn't matter what age I've been, if I wake up early, it's not a good memory.
Are you an early person?
No.
Me neither.
Oh, no.
I need like an easy, slow morning, like let's take it down a notch.
I used to be like that.
Which is probably why.
Until you started doing morning radio.
Exactly.
Then you had to wake up.
My life is, I wake up at 2:30.
Now, what about like on Saturdays and Sundays? Do you find yourself naturally just because you wake up early every day?
Yeah. Most of the time I'll wake up at 4 and then I have to make myself go back to sleep. And then I can sleep till 7:30.
I really, really wish that I could do that because I've heard that people who wake up early are really productive people. People who wake up, you know, before 6 are really productive human beings.
Yeah.
I just can't do it.
Yeah, I don't really get a lot.
But then at what time do they run out? Like, that's the thing. It's like, then what time do you need to go to bed in order to wake up at that time again?
I think that... Like, for you guys, you wake up really early.
Yeah,
you
ridiculous.
Know? So with that, I think you run out earlier because it's really early. But I think people who wake up at like 5:45 or like 6 o'clock, they can last, you know, all the way till 9 to 10 o'clock at night. They're fine. But, oh, God.
See, for me, it's usually the afternoon. I hit a wall. And if I don't push through, then if I take a nap or something, then I'm toast.
All day.
Yeah.
Then I feel even worse if I take a nap.
Yeah.
So I try not to take naps, but... Yeah. It just depends.
If I wake up earlier than a certain time, I just become a cranky bear all day long.
Mm-hmm.
All day.
Especially if you have kids. It's the worst.
They're
yelling and screaming, and then, you know, it just sets you off.
Yeah.
I feel bad.
Kids are like big stress water balloons.
They are.
I'll tell you, it's not a stress water balloon. Someone just texted in on the live line saying, digging the show today. Nice to have Tam for a full day.
Ooh.
Good job, y'all. Hey!
Thanks, Antonio.
That is not his number. Just throwing it out there. Hey, guys, thanks. I must the Billigram really got it going.
Billigram.
instead of a hologram.
I did not have sexual relations with
that
woman.
Oh, man. Dump that.
So let's talk about this because my son, he's 15. He's a freshman this year.
Okay.
My oldest son. And... BuzzFeed, they just put out this really cool list. It's a list about this year's high school freshmen and just how young they are relative to you. So think about this. So it's September 11th, 2001. We'll start there because that's pretty much when my son was born, October 2nd, 2001.
Yeah.
Wow.
So... This is the list. This will make you feel so old. So my son, who's 15, or if you have a son or daughter, they were born when My Big Fat Greek Wedding, or 8 Mile, and the first Tobey Maguire Spider-Man came out.
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's real.
Most of them were born after Britney Spears and Justin Timberlake broke up.
Mm-hmm. Who cares about them?
Remember the cool iPods back then? You know, the... They weren't smartphones yet.
I remember my first iPod. Remember they had the U2 special edition?
Yeah.
It was like black with the red wheel and their signatures on the back.
Yep.
Do remember those.
My son never had one of those. He's never experienced that before.
Oh,
because
man.
They came out before
it.
That.
Dude, I still miss my old iPod.
No, here's the thing. I have bad can I just say this? I have really bad memories with that iPod. With the signature thing on the back, I remember I had an ex-boyfriend who gave me an iPod and he signed the back like some stupid whatever something on there. And I realized that was the year I realized that every gift I got was a girl he cheated on me with.
Oh, wow.
So that's like a rough time in my life, guys. So the iPod, I'm good. I'm good with forgetting it. Can I just forget it?
Okay.
Is that good?
Hey, you know what?
Forget it's done. It's done. It's forget
gone.
It.
As far as the east is from the west.
Tell me, and that is far, because have you driven to the west side?
So, hey, let's talk about the Zune. That lasted for a month.
Right?
Microsoft thinking they can do anything good.
How about digital cameras?
Digital cameras, they'll never know.
Kids that are 15, that are freshmen, freshmen in high school, they've never used a digital camera.
What was your first digital camera, Dex?
What was my first digital camera? I remember I had a Sony. It was a blue Sony digital camera.
I just remembered.
And I got it for Christmas or something.
Mine was pink.
Pink? Yeah. Mine was bought off eBay because it was when digital cameras first came out. And I was like, oh, this is going to be great. And it was a 1.2 megapixel gray beast.
Yeah.
And I was so stoked on this stupid digital camera.
You take it everywhere?
No, I took like two pictures of it. And then I was like, this sucks. And I threw it away.
No.
Oh, man.
But they'll never know.
With my
Zune. These 15-year-olds will never know.
So, and this is a big one right here. They've never known a world without Wi-Fi, Wikipedia, or GPS directions.
Oh, man.
Right.
Do you guys remember AOL?
I never had one. Though.
You never had AOL?
I had Hotmail.
The coolest thing with AOL is you could download like these sound packs. So instead of when you log in hearing, you've got mail, it'd be like Jack Black, like you know,
really?
Saying something from like, remember that Orange County movie with Jack Black?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that was, my kids have never seen that either. They never will see that.
Yeah.
But so you could download these sound packs for AOL. Mm. So instead of like, you've got mail, it was like, you know, some stupid thing like, or you could, I'll be back, or turn, you could download different sound packs.
Oh, that's right.
I never had that.
That's right.
It was great.
But yeah, just to think that, you know, my son who's 15, he's never lived in a world without, you know, Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
Or Wikipedia.
But here's the thing. People get like, I even think about like the way people get in trouble. Like, you know, I remember when I was in high school, like parents were cracking down on AIM. Like, hey, stop aiming girls and like sending pictures to girls on AIM. Mm. And now it's Snapchat.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's like things just change.
Yeah. There's one called Kick.
What's
that? I discovered my kids, they had a Kick account. And I'm like, what is Kick? And it was a social network for kids called Kick. And then I started researching it, and that's where a lot of like the pedophiles will go because it's for kids. So
that is so scary.
Yeah, because we think, okay, there's Instagram, there's Facebook, there's Snapchat.
That's why I'm
Twitter.
Always wary of clowns.
Yes.
Dude, or anybody who dresses up like any kind of kid's character.
Yeah.
Oh.
No, I get it.
What about clowns like terrorizing many states in the country? What's up with that?
Yeah.
We talked about that this morning.
Oh, man.
Somebody was saying that they've seen some clowns, some scary clowns down by the frontier. But a lot of people have been prank calling the police saying that there's creepy clowns.
If I see a creepy clown, I'm going to punch it in the face. Like, that's going to be my first response. Like, I'm not going to, like, wait to see. I'm not going to, like, call. I'm going to punch it in the face.
Okay,
say,
let me.
You shouldn't dress
hold
up
on.
Like a scary clown.
Let me paint you the picture. Let's just say it's 3 a.m. and you're walking down into the campus here at Calvary.
Yeah.
Yeah, paint that
And
picture.
You look over and you see a creepy, scary clown standing there, I don't know, 200 feet away.
Yeah.
You would run up to it and punch it?
Well,
or
I guess
you...
it depends on the scenario. If he's holding a machete, I'm running away.
Because a lot of them are. They're holding weapons.
If he's just standing there, because this is my belief. My belief is a lot of these creepy clowns are just stupid adolescent kids hearing about the scary clown craze and wanting to dress up and scare people, and they just need to get punched in the face.
Yeah.
Really, most of these kids just need to get punched in the face.
Maybe.
Because they like to scare other people.
Yeah. Because
just the point is just being afraid.
Fear. They're not hurting anybody. They're just trying to scare people and get the hype up.
And then they get
scared. And the more and more they hear about it, like, oh, that's hilarious. We should go do that. We should go do that. No, you should go get punched in the face.
So do you think if this happens and I start running towards the clown and
they'll
screaming
run.
At the top of my lungs, they'll run?
Dex.
No, I guarantee you because these are like, I guarantee these are like little kids who are playing World of Warcraft in their basement. Like they have no social life. They're not masculine. I guarantee you a grown man with a beard comes up and says, hey, come here. Come here right now. That little kid is going to freaking turn around and bolt.
What if he does?
He's going to bolt.
What if he just stands there with that creepy look?
Then you punch him in the face.
Okay. What if he pulls out a knife? Then what do you do?
Then you run.
Oh, then you run. So if the knife comes out.
Either that or you use judo skills and like you turn that knife around. I don't know.
Yeah. I guess.
Been known to be called Tam Judo.
Again, that's why I say like, I mean, where are you going to hide a knife in a clown suit? If they got a knife. They've got the knife out.
Yeah.
You got a knife, run away.
And that's what they're seeing. They're seeing a lot of these clowns with weapons, but they're just standing there.
I told Dex
that's
that I feel a little less afraid now because I I do feel like I could like self-defense and like I feel like I could maybe take care of myself in that situation now. But as a child, I was terrified of clowns and still am a little bit. Like I don't like them. I feel like there's something they're hiding and it just has turned into something. Clowns are no longer a good idea. I think when you just get other people who have tricks and can juggle and do whatever they want to do, they don't have to paint their face like that. They can just be normal people.
When I was a kid, I had a friend who his mom had a collection of porcelain clown dolls with real human hair.
What?
Have you ever seen those creepy dolls?
Yeah, but it had real human hair.
Real human hair. They use real human hair to make these dolls look realistic. And the guest room had all these clown dolls and porcelain faced dolls on a shelf.
Oh,
I can't do it.
And I would sit there and I'd sleep in the, and I would keep. I'm like, I'm not sleeping. I'm keeping my eye on you guys because you guys are going to come to life and
I'm
murder me
my
in my
eye
sleep.
On you guys.
Those things were terrifying.
Their mom walks in and Nate's talking to the dolls.
So I was so scared. And then I had a buddy who knew I was scared of clowns, even in high school, clown dolls. And so he went and found a clown doll and he made a noose and put it on a noose and hung it in my car. So I opened my car one day and there was this clown doll hanging from a noose in my car.
Okay, that's an example of a guy who needs to be punched in the face.
See, there you go. You should have punched your friend in the face.
Right, that would have been your time to practice. Would have been then.
Man.
Yeah, you got to pick that up.
Yeah.
There was a guy at the Mumford & Sons concert the other night dancing with beer, and he was about to spill it on me. I told Jenny, I was like, if he spills beer on me, I'm going to punch him in the face.
Don't you do it.
He was probably a clown, too.
Oh, man.
He definitely was
a
clown.
No, he wasn't
a clown.
Joker. Come on.
He was a clown.
Yeah, I hope this clown thing doesn't pick up in Albuquerque.
But on with your point in talking about this 15-year-old, like I was telling you earlier, it's crazy that my niece will like she knows how to run an iPad. Seth, he can navigate his way through stuff. I showed him one time on the Mac computer in my office. I showed him one time how to get somewhere, and I may have given him the guest password that he could sign on. He's all, I know it, and he types it in.
No.
He types it in. He knows the guest password. Yep. Maybe I'm not the only one that gave it to him. Maybe someone else gave it to him too. But he knows how to sign on as a guest onto the computer because and he knows how to navigate through to get to the Disney stuff.
And that's why I don't trust kids.
It blows my mind. I'm like, how old is he? Six?
Yeah.
He's 6 years old and he can do it. Now my 2-year-old niece can pick which game she wants and flip through and her little fingers like swiping through the iPad. I'm like, how is this happening?
Yeah.
For them, an iPhone's like an iPad.
It's normal.
Like, this is incredible.
They don't know how to talk on the phone like a normal person. They want to FaceTime. Like, they'll never know what it is just to be normal.
The other day, I was thinking about all that stuff, just kind of all the stuff you're talking about. Like, man, what our kids haven't experienced that we've experienced. And I all of a sudden felt irrelevant.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Like, I was sitting there. I was like, okay, I'm in my 30s. I have 2 kids. And then I was getting ready. My wife was like, honey, you're getting a lot of gray hair.
Oh, man.
And I was like, oh, sweet, thanks. She's like, are you going to dye that?
Oh,
Are you gonna dye that? No, I'm not gonna dye that.
Man.
But I was like, all of a sudden, I was like, wow, I'm old and irrelevant. Yeah. And I realized that, like, when I was in high school and I looked at people in their 30s and they all thought they were cool, and I was like, you guys are not cool. You don't know what cool is anymore. I was like, I'm that guy now.
You're the guy.
Like, all the things that I think are cool, all the high school kids are looking at me saying, he's not cool. He thinks he's cool, but he's not cool.
See, my son, my oldest son, who's 15, he corrects me now when we say certain phrases.
Oh, what does he say?
He'll immediately, you know, put a stop to it and say, like we did when we were little, when our parents would say something that they thought was cool and we would make fun of them. My kids are doing that to me now.
Can you give me an example?
It happens with kids just like fall happens in New Mexico. It just comes all of a sudden.
There comes
just an all of a sudden point where your kids stop thinking you're the coolest person in the world and they're embarrassed of you.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I'm not ready for that.
But then they come back
around. What age
is
that?
They come back around, I think. Don't they?
Well,
I think most kids come back around.
I don't know about that.
But it's because they're as old as you, almost. No. So that's why they come back around, I think.
Gosh. Think about having kids.
I think you guys are still...
Please... Really think more about this. Take some time. Take more time.
What were you going to say? You think what?
I think that you guys are pretty cool.
But Tamara, you're our same age.
Yeah, but
if you were like a 15-year-old kid in here, I'd be like, okay, cool.
Okay, yeah. maybe this helps, right? Okay, so they ask me to come do different things like over at Hope, right? They asked me to come speak to the high school and to the middle school.
Yeah, but Tamara,
oftentimes,
do you remember when you were at Hope and they had speakers come in? You're like, oh my God, get me out of here.
Yeah. You're that speaker.
When I was in
maybe I'm
when
that
I was
person.
In chapel, maybe I was just a bad kid, but when I was in chapel at Hope, I'd be like, oh my God, why do they make me come here? I don't want to be here.
I loved it.
Okay, you were a better student than I was.
You loved school, didn't you?
Because, no, I thought.
Did you love school?
I thought that would be cool because I was like, I love listening to
teachers.
Did you
ever feel like? Did you ever feel like they brought in like great worship bands or great speakers to Hope?
I wouldn't say that, but I would say that they've upped their game a little bit.
They
now.
Have. That's true.
I'll give them that much.
That's true. The regime has changed.
I may truly be just another. But I figure maybe that's why they're inviting me. Maybe I'm still connecting with those young children.
Well, you're not. No. Nope. Let's just face it. You're not connecting.
It's not.
I'm not. I think we just all need to accept that we're no longer relevant.
Okay.
We're not.
That's why.
That's why I need a 20-year-old animatronic version of myself to go speak at high school.
A natogram.
A 20-year-old version. Man, a 20-year-old version.
A 20-year-old version natogram.
He'll have like long hair and he'll be wearing like.
Like cool
JNCO
stuff.
Jeans, because those are so cool. Kids still think those are cool, right?
All right. Nate Heidsieck, thanks for stopping by, man.
Dude.
Good to see you.
Good times.
Tomorrow, Buck and Dex are back. We're going to be doing the show together. Tomorrow and Friday, Tam's going to be hanging out.
That is exciting. Yep. Are you guys doing the whole show together?
Yeah, we're going to be doing... No, I think it's 7 he's coming in. He said... It's funny. We've been doing the morning show together, for 13 years? And I'm like, can you come in at 6? No, that's too early.
Gosh, I've got to sleep.
7. I can come in at 7.
That's what I said.
Whatever.
That's exciting. I'm going to listen.
All right, good. All right, we'll see you guys tomorrow.
That's all we got. There ain't no more.
That's right.
Time is tight. It's the end of the show.